Freedom Convoy leader accuses police of blocking Ottawa protesters from leaving. By Chris Tomlinson on February 18, 2022. A leading organizer of the Freedom Convoy protesters in Ottawa claimed on Friday that police are surrounding protesters and conducting mass arrests, while not allowing people to leave the area peacefully. Organizer BJ Dikta claimed on Twitter on Friday afternoon that police forces in Ottawa were escalating the situation on the ground and not allowing protesters to peacefully leave the area. Ottawa police are now boxing in protesters and executing mass arrests. Once again escalating the situation and not allowing people to leave in peace. Why are you always escalating? Dikta wrote. Breitbart News attempted to contact the Ottawa police but was unable to reach a representative to confirm or deny Dikta's allegations or reports of mass arrests. The Ottawa police hotline advised those concerned to check the police department's Twitter account. Dikta had previously called on protesters to leave Ottawa earlier in the day, claiming that one of the Freedom Convoy drivers had been dragged from his vehicle at gunpoint by police. Several videos posted on Twitter have shown police breaking into vehicles and in some cases, police have been spotted at the protest armed with rifles. According to Ottawa police, 21 people have been arrested as of 2:21 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 21 vehicles have been towed. The arrests come just hours after two of the main organizers of the Freedom Convoy, Tammy Litch and Chris Barber, were arrested on Thursday. Litch, 49 years old from Medicine Hat, Alberta, was charged Friday with counseling to commit the offense of mischief, while Barber, 46 from Swift Current, Saskatchewan, was charged with counseling to commit the offense of mischief. Counseling to commit the offense of disobeying a court order and counseling to commit the offense of obstructing police. Litch had commented prior to her arrest that she was resigned at the fact that she would be arrested and noted that her bank account had been frozen. Following the invocation of the Emergencies Act for the first time in Canadian history by leftist Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, the government announced it would be freezing the bank accounts of people linked to the protests. Canada's Justice Minister, David Lametti, commented on the topic of people worried their bank accounts may be frozen by the government saying, "Well, I think if you are a member of a pro-Trump movement who's donating hundreds of thousands of dollars and millions of dollars to this kind of thing, they ought to be worried." Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.